Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In Virginia and across the nation, protesters rang bells in remembrance of loved ones doing time in jails and prisons. They called on lawmakers to reinstate parole and grant credits for good behavior to all inmates. And they demanded an end to for-profit prisons. Delegate Elizabeth Guzman introduced a bill last year to close this state's only private prison. It failed, but Guzman said she would try again.
In 3 years, their contract is up. And I'm telling you that this fight is not over. Are you ready to fight?
Also coming forward to speak, Stephen Baskerville, a former correctional officer at the Lawrenceville prison. He was placed on administrative leave when he complained about understaffing, inadequate measures to control COVID, terrible food, and limited access to medical care. He recalled, for example, catching a prisoner making an unapproved trip to the infirmary with a bleeding wound.
He hold a bandage on his neck filled with blood. I've been trying to get to medical for 1 week. So I called medical over the radio, tell him to go back to the building, and we'll get to him when we can.
During their special session, lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill making inmates with terminal illness or physical disabilities eligible for parole, and another to increase the amount of good time inmates can earn toward early release. In Richmond, I'm Sandy Houseman.